not coming through. We have a deep X. So at that moment when you have that deep X, I'm the key out, just a single deep, deeper X is bringing to the. If somebody will tell us, if another will come and tell us that this deep X exists in isolation, I'm the key out, then if there are one of them agree that its individuality was revived. So it begins to exist again as a tipe, as a tipex. Some may wear, some may wear its tome again. Because the tome per se was never born. It's only the tipex is raised. But if Rabishmai is gone at one moment, all the other tipex that were greeting at first to the kicker was shaken up, and just TPX brings to the Kikia, and it exists on top of the Kikia, on the surface of the Kikia in isolation, by itself, not commingled with other TPX. So maybe its identity is revived. Once its identity is revived, so its Tume is also revived, because the Tume per se never became one. So, and if it's revived, if the identity of the TPX is revived, and the Tume is revived, so maybe we can tell the Kikya. But there are one Achin Shish for that possibility. The Achin Shish may be among the hundreds of Tipex, there is Tipex contained, but the Achin Shish, that at one moment, while all the other Tipex were shaken off, but Tipex still remained clinging to the Kikya, that there are one Achin Shish. So this is V'tayim v'rav shimen sh'aleim v'r sh'tipes ha'mayim v'nim sh'nof v'yatom v'nakim v'namash v'nim v'nisik v'shinof v'r ha'mayim v'nishtayim v'atip v'ayim v'atikya v'nimosek v'in ha'lochik v'rav shimen. Now I just want to say v'kitzah how the Rambam explained it. So this is the pshat in the general way, the pshat of Holishim, even though the Rambam does not agree, you know, with the Rash and all points. But in a general way, this is the approach taken by Ovechi. The Rambam, however, has a different approach altogether in explaining these missions. What is taken for granted by Ovechi, that mind that Amchuba Bikarke cannot become Tume, so the Rambam rejects it. He says, there is no such aloche that mind should become Tume, cannot become Tume. Mayim shebikar kamayim mechubonim can also be mikar tumeh. We got meichuim there is aloche that mechubah is not mikar tumeh. Look, if sheretz comes in contact with an apple that is not yet ripped off from the tree, so then you can read it in contact for 24 hours and the apples will not become tumeh. Will not become tumeh. But we got in mind, there is no such aloche in Kodesh. But there is one difference between mind pushing and mind chabad. Mind pushing, let's say mind shem sechakri, become tomei, berotzin, shalom berotzin. Whether you want it or you don't want it, mashinki, mind bikarke, can also become tomei. But they can only become tomei berotzin. And they cannot become tomei shalom berotzin. Now we'll see how the Rambam, if you want to understand how the Rambam explained the Mishneh, so you just have to see the Rosh Hashanah in Perek Tzvot, New Chasuma Sofer, Halacha Aleph. Mayim shebikeli istami bein rotzen bein shalom rotzen, umitam nechlim bikeli bein shenof lalim rotzen bein shalom lalim rotzen. Aber mayim shebikagoyis, kimi beireis, ichanu mayreis, umigagoyim, shein ben avoyim soor, in stamina of the rotsin, when tamin el the rotsin, keita, mayim shebika, now he mentioned the din of the Mishnah, he quotes, mayim shebika, kashem ben avoyim so, ben shoyim shubim, ben shein on shubim, it doesn't make any difference, not like the Rav, and not like the Rambam Persha Mishnah, because the Rambam Persha Mishnah says like the Rav, that the Mishnah, here is my friends, to mayim sheinam shu. But Rambam il chazok o vaschei zeh famishit el beper shamish. Ki zat mayim shebikar kashim el abo imzo bein shoyim shumim bein shoyim shumim. Shebrof ha-mesich ha-mes Only show up in our tummy. Harry Taylor. Why? Because touring mask has the potential of being vitamin that's a via visa tummy. I mean, there is nothing more tummy than mess. But the mind cannot become tummy by virtue of the fact that the mess fell into it. Fell into it. Because the shalom wants Avalim Shosam and Odom Tomei. So it's not. So there was a voluntary act by the person to bring the mind from his spittle in, so to bring his mouth or his hands in contact with the pond water. So maybe he don't become Tomei. Avalim Shosam and Odom Tomei. So then, when he brings his mouth in contact with the pump water, or even if he doesn't bring his mouth in contact, he just fills up his hands with water. So Pirotsen, he does it Pirotsen voluntarily. So then, all the pump water becomes Tomei. That's the Ramosh. That there is Tomei in the pump. If he goes to Chuber, Mayim Bim Chuber, Mayim Chuber can also become Tomei. If the contact is the lost, but if the contact, if the Yom HaTame is a little lost, let's say someone tragically dropped dead into a pond of water, he became a mess, and is in contact, is good, is in contact with the pond water, it's not the lost, so the pond water does not become Tame. But Abel Shoso, Me'en Odom Tame, Oishenili Behem Bichli Tame, So he assumes that the Mishnah Gimel that talks of the case of Nofel Mashkin Tmei, the other Mephoshim and the other Mishnah don't say Mehotzen, because they have a different topology in explaining the Gemara. But the Rambam applies it to the case not where accidentally the mind Tmei fell into the pond, but when voluntarily, deliberately, they were dropped, they were dumped into the pump. Und schon oft, wie sich was mit dem, wie Rotzen, erinnert mich, wie aber wie schön wie Karke, schossen mit der Teuer, ach, also nicht mehr wie Karke, und schon nie mehr mit der Teuer, nicht mehr Schäse, nicht mehr Kli, schau wie Rotzen schossen, und mir, noch wie sich und Kiefer schon Trumo, erinnert Teuer, die Schäuer, schön ist dann in der Rotzen. לפיכוך, אם די אחרודי ואיצי הקיקר, נקמו הקיקר במים שלא משאים לרוץ. Now, I'll finish it here because actually, I don't intend every year to be so long, but I felt that I have to explain the first three Mishnahs according to the Rash and the Rosh and the Rav, even though there are differences, and there are even there are differences, but they all follow the same general approach. And the Rambam, he follows a different approach altogether. A different approach. Now, so, someday there will be two shiurim. Now, I would like to start the first shiur in Mikvos at 9:15. And then the second shiur at 15 after 11. That will be Iksuvos. Alright, now we should go over the Rash. I mentioned that for today. The Rash very thoroughly, and the Rambam very thoroughly, and the Rosh very thoroughly, and then you should go over and be like an Asoges Arayot. An Asoges Arayot is a very long Arayot. And then you should also go over with the Rav, or Kochetz, just with the Rav. The other Mishnahs, just the Rav. Mishnah Yalet, Hey, and Vol. Just with the Rav. Alright.
Zion Elo Hashana Tavshim Mem Aleph, September 6, 1981,
Blue Iron Horn. The first three Mishnahs with the Rambam and Oros Pshat. Now, let's go over. I don't expect to give the Teretz on the Tehillas Kasher, because just
want to mention Rabbi Gregor Scashi. Not for my name, because last time we skipped the Rav Mdat Enor and Pil and Mishne Gimel. Not for my name. Vishosa Toya Tom. Not for my name, Omilabich with Toya Tom. Not for my name, no Kikash of Trumo, Yimidiah Tome, Yimidiah Toya. Repshim name, a bench, Yidiah, bench, a low Yidiah Tom. So, in explaining these Mishnahs, so there are two approaches. One is the approach taken by Moses Kashemi, the Rash, and the Raimbet, and the Rosh, and the Rav. And even though there is a difference between the Raimbet and the Rash, but on the whole, it's the same approach. In other words, they both say that Mayim Mechuborim cannot be Mekabotun until it is Nishlash Birotz. So that's how they explain the Mishnah as to why the Rabbonon of Reb Shimon say that if Shosotome or Milei Bechulitome and then it's not for Kikea, so if Lo Yidiach is Toya. Why is it Lo Yidiach is Toya? Because if Lo Yidiach, so that means there was no Rotz. He just accidentally fell, the kicker fell into the gabo, and into the pound, and then he picked it up. But if it's idiach, so that means he deliberately intended to detach water in order to rinse the kicker with that water. So there was a deliberate detachment of some of the water from the pound. So mele it acquired the shemashke, but if lo yidiach, so that means the subjective element is lacking, because even though there was a detachment of drops of water from the pond, but that detachment was not birtzene. It's not that he intended; he wanted that certain drops of water should be detached from the pond. So the male, they didn't acquire Shemashke. If they didn't acquire Shemashke, so it cannot be mitame, even while it's detached from the pound. So it cannot be mitame because you don't have Shemashke. Mashke can be mitame, ek and echo. But if he doesn't have the chalei Shemashke, it cannot be mitame and echo. This is the pshat of most Hashem, the Rash, the Rosh, the Raimet, and the Raftu. The Rambam has his own approach in explanation. The Rambam Shitti is that even Mayim Mechuborim can be Mekabotun and can convey to a Mechu, but, or to a Kehle. But there is one big difference. Vis-a-vis Mayim Kushim, so the subjective element is not important, whether he's interested or he's not interested, whether he wants that the mayim should touch the kikea, or he doesn't want, doesn't make any difference. Mayim krushim has a shemashke, and mele it is mitame, it is mikabotome, and it can convey to me. Mashein can be mechuborim, so the subjective element is necessary. Only if the person is interested in the water, in taking the water, let's say, some melee. So the Rambam explains the reason as to why Mishnah Aleph says Shosa Tomei, Shosa Toya Tomei, because Shosa Tomei, some melee, it was, he did it consciously and deliberately, he wanted to drink from the water. So Mele, since he wanted to drink from the water, so there was the subjective element. So all the water in the pond that came in contact with the water from his mouth or from his hands became contaminated. Even though it's Mechubah, the water in the pond, but Mechubah can also be Mekabotun. If the person wants that there should be contact between the spittle of his mouth, and which is Tomei, and the water in the pond. So, this is how the Rambam explains. Now, the Rambam, let's see, the Rambam mentions that in Pirkei Tzvot, Milchas Tumas Ochrim. Pirkei Tzvot, Milchas Tumas Ochrim. Mayim Shebikelim Mistamim Bein Rotzim Bein Shalom Rotzim. Umtamim Eichlim Bikelim Bein Shinof Walim Berotzim Bein Shalom Walim Berotzim. Al mayim shebikaboyeis, kelim beirei sichem umayreis, umegaboyim, sheelim boem alboyim so, en istamim al rotz, ven tamim al rotz, keitza, mayim shebikar, kesheelim boem alboyim so, ven shoyim shubim, ven sheinom shubim, sheinom shubim, shenof al sichem ames, oi shor al ben atomei, hare uteirei. Now the question is, why is saying that's a Mishnah? That's Mishnah Dalet. No falling Sechemes, we didn't learn Mishnah Dalet. But this is the beginning of Mishnah Dalet. No falling Sechemes, or Yishohola ben Atomei b'shosha Toya Yisrael. So Bishleine, according to the other Shein, who said that my Mechuborim can never be become Tomei, even if the subjective element is present, and the real is Rotz. But as long as it's not detached from the parapan, even with rotzen, it cannot be mekabel tume. So we understand the mission very well. Not for sechemes, well, sechemes does not have the subjective element. But oishola ben atome, so there is, the subjective element is present. But when it's ola ben atome, so the tome touches the water in the pond, but it doesn't detach the water from the pond. And even if in the course of walking, so he splashes water, so some drops of water, you know, are picked up, but then they drop down again into the pond. So there is no real detachment of the water from the pond in the course of the walking by the tome. So that's why Shosatoya is Toya, because nothing became tome. The water in the pond did not become tome, because it water in the pond, as long as it is devoted to the pond, so the male, it cannot become tome even with the element of water. But according to the Rama, that where there is the subjective element, so if it is done become, so then mechuba can become tome. Now the person is not walking in his sleep. All right, not for sechames. So it's an unconscious act. But Hola ben Atome, so it's a conscious act. He walks in the pond because he wants to walk in the pond. So he wants to come in contact with the water in Chuba. So all the water in the pond should become contaminated. So the Kesef Mishneh has that kashi. And the Kesef Mishneh says that according to the Rambam, it is reference to a case where the Tomei has no other way of crossing. He has to cross, and there is no other way. Sure. If, let's say, he can bypass the pond and go around, and he decides to walk through the pond instead of bypassing, so then there is the element of water. Then the water in the pond will become contaminated. But here we are dealing with the case where he has no other way of getting to the other side. He cannot bypass the pond. So in other words, so he does it because he has to be on the other side of the pond. So it's not miyotzene atein to walk through water. On the contrary, he's very unhappy about it. But he can't help it. What can he do? He has to get across the pond. And he has no other way of getting across the pond. So he reluctantly he walks through the pond. So the male, it's not considered biotene. His contact with the water in the pond is not biotene atene. So the male, that's what the Kesef Mishneh says. So the male, the water in the pond does not become contaminated. All right, now, again. אבל מיים שבקפויים כי מביא ושיחן ומיים שבקפויים שאין בהם אבויים זו אין סתם אין אלו רוץ ואין איתם אין אלו רוץ כיצד מיים שבקר כשאין בהם אבויים זו בין שויו שובים בין שינם שובים שלא פריסי חנמץ אוי שובה בין התומי הרי ותאירים אבל שוס אומן אודם תומי אוי שנירו בין בין תומי אוי שלא פריסי חומש כי תמיים ורוצ Now, this is one of the things that seems to be inconsistent with the Rambam Pirush HaMishneh. Because the Rambam Pirush HaMishneh does not mention Dafti Berotzen. But here, he spells it out, Dafti Berotzen. That, Oy Shenoch Miseichom Ashkin Tmeyin Berotzen, Harim Tmeyin, V'yavon Pishay Bikarki, Shoso Mehen Atoi, Acha Shemikuyo Bikarki, Oy Shemiri Ben Bechui Toi, Nidmo Ashinze, V'nidmo Akli, So in other words, when the Tomei drank from the pump, so it was a deliberate act. So he wanted his mouth or his hands to come in contact with the water in the pump. So the melee, the water in the pump became Tomei, because there was this subjective element present. Shari Devotsi Shosol in Mile. No false from Kito Shotrumo Harintoy Kishono Shady Stamina Lorotzen. Now, even though the Tommy drank from the pump, so Bikabone, he put his hands or his mouth in contact with the water in the pump, so Mele the water in the pump became contaminated as a result of the contact between the drops of water in the mouth and the water in the pump. So, and then when he toyed again drinks, so again he's berotzen that it's in contact with the main mechubor. So now it becomes tomei. Masheinke, if the tomei drank from the pump, so too, all the water in the pump became contaminated. And then he kicked out, fell in accidentally. So he didn't want the kicker to come in contact with any water. So melee, the kicker didn't become tummy. But when he picks up the kicker, he keeps on pushing the kicker in order to rinse the kicker with the water of the pump. So in other words, so then his kavone and his rotzen is that this water should come, that water from the pump should get on the surface of the kikya. So the melee, and the water in the pump is tomei, it's completely tomei. But so there it conveys to me to the kikya. So the fiho, so no polisecho kikya shoktomo, harim utoya kishohoyo, sheinistamina uroz, vifiho achimidi achyode, vheitzi akikya mitma akikya, vimayim shemiyodo, sheharim uroz. Because the Mayim Shebi Yodo, he wants the Mayim Shebi Yodo to come in contact, because he wants the kikya to be clean. So the Mele, with the Mayim Shebi Yodo, he keeps on rinsing the kikya to remove all the filth from the kikya. So the Mele, since it's Birotzi that he brings the Mayim Shebi Yodo in contact with the kikya, so the Mele and the Mayim Shebi Yodo are tomei, because all the water in the pump is tomei. But in view of the fact that there is the element of Chotzen, so the Mayim Shebi Yodo, that out of me, can transfer to me, can convey to me to the king. Now, one second. Now, the question is that the deception, equates to the color. Penetration, the man is the first Chayisim in the Sefer. Omer Reb Nechemia, מפנימהו אמרו, אם לא הדיח תואר, שין המים שבו יעלו הם ריקבו תומי עד שהסתישו, הביאו רובו הטרן על הדמי. מפנימהו אמרו, אם הדיח תומי, הוכשרו המים שבו יודי, וניתנו ביתימו עסקים. So the question is that the Sefer says in so many words, הביאו, first it says, and then he says it be on his robot healing, Alat Meiri. So he says, it be on Robo Hatheri Alak Meir. Obatir and Alak Meir, and even the Tomei, even the Tomei becomes Toyer. So, apparently, the Tehillim, in other words, the Mayim Mechubori, all the water, other than Tipex referred is descriptive of that particular Tipex that became Tomei. So that means that all the water other than Tipex is Toye. But according to the Rambam, not only Tipex is Tomei, all the water in the pond is Tomei. So how can the Tisekta say it be Uropu Matirna at Mei? There is no tail. Everything is Mei. Now, so when you look at the Pirush HaMishneh of the Rambam, and the first Mishneh, when he cites this Tisekta, he omits these five words. It be Uropu Matirna at Mei. He just mentions אומר הנחמיה, מה אומרו, אם הוא הביא אחתויה, שנעמיים שבו יעור לקבל תומי עד שניס לשו, ומה אומרו, אם הוא הביא אחתויה, כוך של המיים שביות ביתנו מיתים וסקיקה. But the expression, the five words, he ביום, רוב ועתיר על עתמי, he omits. He quotes everything, but these five words he omits. So obviously, the Rambam was not gayless, these five words in the descent. So, without these five words, so then the Tisekta can be explained in accordance with the Shiras Rambam. In other words, so it means, and that's how the Rambam explains it in the Pirush HaMishneh. It means, Ma'om Uvim Lidiach Toyer, Shinamayim Sheboi Alum Likabu Tume, Achi Yitzlishu, without the subjective element. Without the subjective element. Ma'om Uvim Lidiach Tume, Huch Shuramayim Shebiyodei, so then, if it's the actual, the subjective element is present. All right, so this is the Shikas HaRambam. Now, let's see what the Raavad says. Or first, third part, we'll go over the Raavad first. And then, we'll go over the Rash. The first Raavad, there are a number of Raavads on this Rambam. Omar Avrom. הדרך הזייץ שכוסף רחיקו מקריי סייץ ויזור אצל מיד ואינו מן הסוד המופלא הצופו מנשור כאילו מוצוס יקבול הסתומה ומצין הסתומה תבוי לברוץ כל פעם דר יש אינו הלוכה that with רוצני תיז מקבול תומה without רוצני סנאט מקבול תומה we don't find that the element of רוצני has such significance in respect to the capability of becoming Tomei, or the capability of conveying Tomei. Where do we find Hotsun? According to all the Shem, that's Ligabi Hersha. Hersha. In other words, the law is that an Eichel did not become Tomei unless it was moistened by one of the Shiva Mashi. Mayim, Tau, Dam, Cholov, Shemen, Dvash, the Shiva Mash. So the halacha is that even if mayim came upon, let's say, an eichel, but if the Bible was unhappy with the fact that the mayim came upon the eichel, so the eichel is not mukhsha mekabalasto. So we got the heksha ochli, we find the importance of the subjective element. But the Gabi Kabbalah Stumei itself, in Majkin, we don't find such a prerequisite. All right, then the Shita Raya. So he says, so the question is, but the Mishnayos in Mikvayos in the first parak do emphasize the subjective element. In other words, in Midiach is Tomei, in Lo Yidiach is Toya. Why? Because in Midiach there is the element of Rotsen. If Lo Yidiach, the element of Rotsen is lacking, so we see that the element of Rotsen plays a role. So he says, Avon Rotsen ze ha-machshoko chishvon shalom yivat lo birei. Umma she omro, in Lo Yidiach toye, quo pio should be deceptive. In other words, the importance of the subjective element consists in the fact that if the resource, let's say if it is idea, so then it acquires, I mean, this is how the idealist we explain. How do we explain according to all other shame other than the Ramah? So what, in other words, that the general thing of people doesn't apply. Because as Rashi says that in Gittin, there is no people below. The general thing of people below doesn't apply to Mechuna. Doesn't apply to Mechuna. But here there is another thing of people. Because, in other words, when the water, as long as the water is merged with the water in the pond, so even though the heretofore might mean, so the tetishe mashke, but the moment it falls into the pond, it loses its identity. It's not that the tumi disappears. The tumi cannot